This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched a record 90 Shahed drones over Ukraine during the early hours of New Year's Day. A 15-year-old boy was killed and seven more people were wounded after falling debris from a downed drone hit a residential building in the city of Odessa, said Regional Military Administrator Head Ole Kuiper. Meanwhile, four people were killed and 13 more wounded following Ukrainian shelling on the Russian-occupied areas of Donetsk. The attacks follow a series of heavy aerial bombardments that began on Friday when Russia unleashed an 18-hour attack that one Air Force official described as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. The Israeli military says thousands of soldiers are being shifted out of the Gaza Strip. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The shift is the first significant drawdown of troops since the war began. But forces continue to bear down on other parts of the embattled territory, especially the south. Israel has been under pressure from its chief ally, the United States, to begin to switch to lower-intensity fighting. Army spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari did not say whether the decision meant Israel was launching a new phase of the war. Fierce fighting continued Monday in other areas of Gaza, especially the southern city of Khan Yunis and central areas of the territory. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for, quote, overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping has renewed his threat to take over the democratic island of Taiwan, while Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen called for peaceful coexistence with Beijing. The New Year comments come just ahead of the Taiwan presidential election that could have a big impact on China-Taiwan relations. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Taipei, Taiwan.
On the streets of Taipei, there's virtually no appetite for what Xi is proposing.
I don't want to be a part of China. I think myself as a Taiwanese. I'm not Chinese.
China is China and Taiwan is Taiwan. I feel right now it's good, so don't need to do any change.
Next week, Taiwan holds a general election. The ruling party candidate holds a slight lead over his opposition rival. The opposition has traditionally supported closer ties with Beijing. But that position has gotten much harder to maintain as China increases its military threats against Taiwan. In recent months, Chinese military aircraft and ships have come closer than ever to Taiwan, a reminder of danger on the horizon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
France's interior minister says the Olympic host country saw fewer of the car burnings that usually blight the arrival of a new year as it celebrated the start of 2024. Gerald Darmanin said Monday that the 380 arrests made nationwide overnight was a 10% drop compared with a year ago. He said authorities counted 745 vehicle fires, 10% fewer than last year. Law enforcement authorities had been eager to prove that 2024's arrival could be celebrated without a major security crisis as they gear up for the summer games that open in Paris on July 26th. Couples across the globe have their sights set on Las Vegas for their weddings on December 31st, 2023, a date that coincides with the rare numerical sequence 123123. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Andy and Sandra Edgar came from Maryland to renew their vows after 20 years of marriage. The date has a special meaning for the couple.
Actually, 123 is our code that we've always had before we were married and dating, that when we sign our love letters and notes and cards
and stuff, we would always sign 123.
123.
Clark County Clerk Lynn Marie Goya said special dates always bring in extra people. Vegas Weddings, which runs multiple chapels in Las Vegas, said it was expecting to see nearly 150 weddings at its three locations. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A survey of factory managers in China shows manufacturing contracted in December in the latest sign that the world's second largest economy remains sluggish. The official Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, fell to 49 last month in what officials said was evidence of weak demand. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.